Michigan United States Senator Carl Levin. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
It's going very well. Tell me, you want to get your thoughts on the Obama tax plan.
Well, I think he's really stepping up to the plate here now and going after what one of the problems is with the Republican proposals. The Republicans say that there will be no new revenues to reduce the deficit. And the fact of the matter is you cannot have significant deficit reduction just by cutting education, cutting health care, cutting other important programs the middle class rely on in this country. You have to go after additional revenues. It's just there's no way that you can be serious about deficit reduction without some additional revenues. And you can get those revenues in a very fair way by restoring the upper income tax rate, which was in place during the Clinton years. Clinton years produced a record number of jobs, and their tax, that higher tax rate on upper income people above $250,000 did not deter that in any way. The opposite happened during the Bush years when those tax cuts were given to the upper bracket by President Bush, and we didn't do well on jobs at all. We also have to close some really egregious tax loopholes. You got to go after the offshore tax havens, which soak up tens of billions of dollars a year and money that belongs to the Treasury. There's a number of other loopholes that need to be closed, including a loophole that hedge fund managers use to pay at a lower rate to people that are on their payroll. We've got to do something very different in terms of capital gains. We've got to do something different in terms of how we tax stock options. Right now, there's a big loophole that the companies use, which allow them to have a bigger deduction on their income tax for the stock options that they give their executives than they show on their books. So they show usually a much lower cost to their stockholders when they give out those stock options to executives, and then they get a much bigger tax reduction from Uncle Sam than they show on their books when it comes to their stockholders and their potential stockholders. So there's a lot of work that can be done here, but the big issue is whether we're going to have not just additional revenues, not just closing loopholes, but whether or not the additional revenues which result will be used for deficit reduction, which Democrats want to do.
Some economists say that the president's plan is a Band-Aid, a temporary fix. Do you agree with that? Do you think this plan will help in the long term?
I do. I think we have to restructure the tax code, and we got to close a number of these really egregious holes in the tax code, which have led to great unfairness. The upper-income folks in this country have done extremely well. Their share of the national pie has gone up dramatically, while middle-income have actually lost ground in the last few years.
There has been news that the Republicans aren't going to support this plan and that there are even some Democrats in both the Senate and the House who won't support it. How do you see it from your perspective?
Well, 95% of the Democrats are very much in favor of it and think it's long overdue. The president has attempted to compromise over and over with the Republicans. So the Republican leader in the Senate put it honestly when he said a couple months ago the number one agenda legislatively for the Republicans is to defeat President Obama next year.
I heard a comment that this is just a plan to gain support from Democratic voters. The president knows that it's not going to go through. What do you think about that?
Well, we got to fight for this. We just cannot continue to see job losses in this country. We need a jobs program. The president has put one forward. The only jobs program the Republicans have is to cut regulations. Well, the level of regulations is no different now than it was under Republican presidents. That's not the issue. All that'll do is cut safety in the workplace and cut food safety at the supermarket. Just to say cut regulations as though that's a way to get the economy stimulated is just simply an illusion. Obviously, there's regulations which need to be reduced, cut, eliminated, but that's not the way in which you get an economy going again. The way we are going to get this economy going again is if there is, first of all, some kind of a bipartisan agreement. That would be really important, and I don't think it's going to happen unless the people insist that Republicans start to compromise with Democrats. It is not Democrats who refuse to compromise. Over and over again, the president has offered to compromise, and all the Republicans say is they refuse to have any additional revenues, which make it impossible to have deficit reduction. And what they want to do is just simply say cut regulations. That's their program.
Senator, I got an email from a listener who said, should the rich pick up the slack? They worked hard. Some of those who didn't reap the benefits.
Well, the rich work hard. So do middle-income people work hard. You can't stereotype who works harder. That's not the issue. The issue is whether or not there ought to be a fair sharing of the tax burden in this country. The question is whether we want to close tax loopholes. We have these offshore tax havens that soak up tens of billions of dollars a year. Do you want to close them down or not? And I do. We have a bill which will do it. The president co-sponsored it, and we ought to pass it. Do we think it's right that the people who run hedge funds should pay a lower tax rate because of a tax loophole than people who work for them? That doesn't make any sense to me. We ought to close that loophole, use the revenue for deficit reduction.
Senator, do you think the fair tax could work?
The which kid?
The fair tax.
A flat tax?
No, do you think that the fair tax...
Well, I think that's a flat tax.
Yes.
No, I think it's less... I think it's probably very regressive, and middle-income people will pay a lot more under that tax than they would now. We got a lot of problems with our tax code, believe me. And we need to reform the tax code. But if you just say a flat tax, that would be, in a way, similar to a sales tax, which is also a flat tax. It's paid the same by everybody, but it's an extremely regressive tax. If you can get me a flat tax, which is not worse for middle-income people, then I'll take a look at it. But the ones that I've seen leave middle-income people already who are not being treated fairly by our tax code to be treated even more unfairly.
Do you think goods and services bought on the Internet should be taxed?
I do. I think they ought to be taxed the same way as goods and services bought on Main Street. I don't think we ought to put our small businesses on our Main Streets at another disadvantage by saying the people who buy there have to pay a sales tax, but if you buy on the Internet, you don't. So I think there ought to be a uniform approach to that, but I think it is fair that the small businesses that are working so darn hard and under so much pressure are not put at a greater disadvantage by saying that people buying there have to pay a sales tax, but go on the Internet and you don't.
The United Nations General Assembly will meet today, and there's talk about Palestinian statehood. Where do you stand on that?
Well, the only way it's going to happen is if there's negotiations. I think that going the route that they're apparently going is probably going to make those negotiations even less likely than they are now, so I'm in favor of negotiations.
What are your thoughts about pulling the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan?
We are pulling troops out, and we should.
You think that'll save $1 trillion?
Yeah, actually, that's what the figures are. It actually comes out over 10 years to be about $1 trillion.
All right, and I wanted to get your take, your perspective. Do we need another bridge from Detroit to Windsor, Canada?
You know, I think we do from what the facts are, but I can't tell you that that's been on my radar in terms of any detail because I don't see so far, at least, that there's a federal decision to be made here. But if there is one, from what I know, that would advance commerce, would create jobs, and so, I do, and I think if we're going to have one, it ought to be a publicly owned bridge.
All right, final question for you. Beyond what we've talked about, what are you going to be working on in the next couple of weeks?
Oh, a whole host of jobs bills. We've got right now a big issue where we've got a bill on the floor of the House and the Senate, which would actually remove a job creator, which was a technology program, a federal loan program for vehicle technologies, which the Republicans want to cut. So we're trying to save that program. Senator Stabenow is heavily involved in that. And we also want to make sure we have enough funds there for the disasters which have hit this country.
Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome. Take care.